Wednesday, a way to worship. In Isaiah 58, we get in detail information from the Almighty. People were fasting, and they say in Isaiah 58, verse 3, "Wherefore have we fasted?" say they. And you does not see it. "Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and you take no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast you find pleasure and exact all your labors." Ah, here is the answer. "Behold, you fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as you do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high." And then, in verse 6, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen?" Now, we get an idea what is the better way. "Loose the bands of wickedness, undo the heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, and break every yoke." It is not to deal your bread to the hungry, and that you bring the poor that are cast out to your house. When you see the naked, that you cover him, and that you hide not yourself from your own flesh. Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall bring forth speedily. And your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your reward. There is a misunderstanding, which is very popular. You want to do something, the sight of the Lord, to show him, "Look at me. I do not eat, I fast. Oh, I collect some points." This is the misunderstanding. It doesn't work like this. If you go on in your attitude as before, he wants to change your mind. He wants you not just to act like an egoist. Me, 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 everything for me, me, me. And then I do some religious ceremonies and everything will be okay. Oh, no, it's not okay. He wants to change your heart, your attitude toward people. He wants you to act as he wants you to act. In these texts, we find as a summary a quotation from Ellen G. White. She says, "Upon those who keep the Sabbath of the Lord is laid the responsibility of doing a work of mercy and benevolence." A work of mercy and benevolence. Not performing religious duties, ceremonial duties, a work of mercy. So it's something with empathy, compassion, something which you take into your heart. That you weep when you see the misery of someone. God sees your tears. Although you are helpless and may not be able to do anything about it, he sees your attitude. And he isn't the one who is happy when you just do something on the surface. He wants you to go deeper, much deeper. It's good for you.